just had a quick question about, you know, many Christians and many non-Christians are enthused by space travel, you know, planet expansion, things like that. And you see the rise of things like NASA and SpaceX and all these goals of getting to Mars or whatnot. And I have the thought, you know, how does that fit into the tribulation and what we'd see biblically, if that's even a possibility within our lifetime?
You know, why don't you, you want to start with that one, or?
I don't really have a clear answer.
Well,
let me
give you my answer, first of all. I would say, I think it's compatible with the Bible. I don't think there's anything in the Bible that would say that we couldn't go to the moon or Mars or anything. You know, I personally believe that we did go to the moon. And by the way, Paul Wittenberger agrees with me. And Paul Wittenberger is an expert photographer. He's, you know, well, you've seen his films. You know, he's an expert in lighting, video, photo. And he has studied these things and is very professional. And he has collected film negatives. You want to talk about the you have thousands of them that most of them the public has never seen. Why would they fake thousands of photos that the public's never seen? And you've examined them and you said that they're real.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of contradictory evidence. I mean, they show like the pictures, not seeing the stars or everything, but they don't understand how photography is. If you're exposing for the stars, that's all you're going to take a photo of. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, or you can expose for the moon and then you won't see the stars. There's a lot of things that are just circumstantial evidence, like why didn't we go back and stuff like that. But
because Paul, if I take my cell phone outside on a really starry night and just snap a picture of the sky, I'm not going to see any stars, am I?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I could have your face with a black sky behind you, no stars.
And NASA actually released the digital archives of every single moon landing and every photo taken, and they're listed in the order. If you go to NASA.gov, you can see it. And the quality of the photos is so high that you can zoom on into every speck. And so they might have faked some of the footage. But I do believe they did land.
Well, there you have it, folks. And Paul believes in a lot of conspiracies, all right? So he went into it skeptical. And yet he, you know,
I wanted to make a movie proving that it was a hoax.
Exactly. So here's the thing, folks. We have to be honest with evidence. So here's Paul going into something with one idea. But when the evidence showed the other way, you know what? He went with the evidence, okay? He's not just going to stubbornly just hang on to a wrong view. He's looked at thousands of pictures. He knows how photography works. And especially a lot of these pictures, he has even bought like rare film negatives and stuff of pictures that, you know, hadn't seen the light of day. And why would they just fake all these thousands of pictures that nobody even looks at? Because there are the famous pictures, but then there are just tons of other obscure pictures. And, you know, he's looking at them as an expert in lighting, and he can explain the discrepancies. So anyway, what do you think about that?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, obviously they're going to fake some things. NASA will, obviously people will Photoshop stuff of NASA.
And maybe fake's not even the right word. Maybe it's just, they're just polishing the apple.
I mean,
anytime, when you made your documentaries, Matt, did you ever fake anything, quote unquote?
No. Well, I mean, you could, I mean, everything.
I mean, you didn't fake things like where we're just like, okay, walk back and forth. And we're like pretending to be walking and hanging out. And not really walking and hanging out. We're just walking back and forth for an hour.
Yeah.
Filming ourselves walking back and forth for an hour.
Yep.
Isn't that kind of like we faked something in a sense? Do you see what I mean? That.
Right.
Or like I remember one time there was this video about me memorizing the Bible, and this TV crew came out and was filming me, and I sat in my car behind the wheel like I was driving, and one guy shook the car and another guy like moved branches in front of a light to make it look like I was driving and I wasn't even driving.
Right.
Anytime anybody has ever filmed me for any reason, they do stuff like that.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a little theatrics and stuff, but you know, I personally believe that you know, we did go to the moon. And we're probably going to go back, and we might even go to Mars and everything. I don't think that there's any biblical issue there. So, I mean, what would be the biblical issue? I guess that, hey, we can escape the tribulation by going to moon or Mars. Being on the moon or being on Mars would be like its own kind of tribulation.
Right.
You're like doing that to yourself.
Yeah.
People can't even handle being quarantined for a couple weeks. You think they want to be in a space capsule for years on the way to Mars? They're going to lose their minds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.